In a town beset by earthquakes, secrets can shake loose from the most unlikely places. Tales from Spasming Hill.
Oh, I think we're rolling now, okay.
Where did they come from?
Where are they going?
What do they want from us?
Oh no, they're coming!
Ah, Arg!
Spasming Hill, under attack! Welcome, citizens, to this special emergency broadcast. Spasming Hill, under attack. If you're out there picking this up, it's thanks to this giant mutant hamster we stole from the power plant and hooked up to a generator Jackie MacGyvered together from toothpicks and masking tape.
Listeners, our town is under threat. Shadowy executives from beyond this plane of existence have come to finish what Soda National Industries started 4 years ago.
That's right. The total corruption of our most treasured principles. Not drinking their filthy garbage joke water. Warren?
Sorry, you wanted me to talk. Hey guys, Warren here.
Rex, what do you want me to say?
Say whatever comes into your mind. Just ad-lib a little while I finish this delicious can of triple octane hyper buzz.
Ad-lib? I can't... Okay, So hey, this whole invasion thing's pretty crazy, right?
You're doing great. Now ramp up the drama.
This is some War of the Worlds stuff, isn't it? You know... Mysterious voices on radio telling about an invasion of, like, aliens or whatever, but it's real, so... Rex?
God damn, this is good.
Oh, come on, I'm just the producer.
Good job, Warren. You did good. We're broadcasting live from the cave underneath the Walmart. Many other citizens from Spasming Hill have
this
gathered...
This is the cave underneath the Walmart? I thought you said it got overrun by alien mole people. Persons. People. Persons.
The Burrowkin? Yeah, it was.
So where are they? Are you telling me that all these people are just lumpkins in disguise?
Burrowkin. And no, of course not.
Then where did all the mole men go?
I believe that putrid gnome Vorthox signed a diplomatic treaty with their leaders. They've been given part of the underground containment complex to turn into their grand dirt empire.
Wizard Mayor Vorthox did that?
Please. His official title is the Gnome. Or at least it will be under my new world order. Anyway, as I was saying... Many other citizens have gathered here with us to take shelter from the war raging outside. So do National Shadow Executives under the leadership of their Chief Executive Officer, Thaddeus Bandersnatch, are streaming through the undecided portal to consume our town.
Jackie, it's carnage out there. The Soda National guys are doing what agents of evil corporations do best. Buying out local businesses, negotiating complex deals to turn citizens' homes into tax havens, and devouring the souls of the innocent.
Worst of all, Rex, is the fact that we can't seem to stop them. Our police are in hiding, and all of our legal challenges have been so far deflected by the crack teams of lawyers and sacrificial managers. The outlook is grim.
Now, I'm not usually a serious guy.
I'm glad you still have time for understatements.
Hey, I'm trying to save innocent lives, Jackie. Something you wouldn't understand. Folks, if you're out there, take shelter. Under no circumstances should you allow pale, besuited individuals with fruity ties and razor-sharp briefcases into your home. Ignore any solicitors or subpoenas you may receive until this crisis is over. I repeat, until this crisis has passed, you, as an individual, are above the law. So go be a vigilante, don a mask and cape, and make our fair town safe again. Just remember that would-be heroes die, and your wanton acts of reckless citizen justice will be punished once order is restored.
But while we're caving on the legal side, Rex, there's a ray of hope.
And what's that, Jackie?
An armed resistance has sprung up against the Soda National incursion. Local citizens determined to defend their hometown have taken to the streets to physically repel these sallow-skinned invaders from another dimension.
Oh, that's right, I forgot about them. Calling themselves the United Council, there's Renee the Delivery Person, plus many of the League of Uptight Citizens. Heffalump Dustbiter, three-time champion of the written word, Kareem the Mechanic, and a mysterious, caped crusader calling himself the Last Action Hero.
Oh, that'd be my super hot friend Verity Skillion. She looks fantastic in that manly cape.
Huh? No, it can't be. The dude's got these chiseled abs and is wearing this skin-tight latex costume. I think I'd know if it was Verity.
Don't be stupid. Verity's also in charge of arming the Resistance with her wonderfully forged armor and weapons. Our savior!
Did you say he was super hot?
Shut up. And citizens, you'll be happy to know that after so many years of terrorizing you, my monstrous doppelganger is putting her talents to good use as the hammer for the Council's forces, breaking through Soda National-held positions. We've even got a trickle of volunteers coming in from our neighboring disputed territory, Stantropolis.
Soda National Industries National Stock Soda. It tastes so bad you'll fight us not to drink it.
Now in the bunker today, we've got a very special guest straight from the other side. Vermilion Bandersnatch, the grand curator of Spasm Art Hill. A, what did you call it? A creatorship?
That's right! A creative dictatorship, a lovely little community, a lot like yours, where people are free to express themselves.
Is this before or after you put them in crime prison?
Well...
Hey, cool it on the blame game, Daddy-O. Pointing fingers ain't the way, dig.
Also joining us is the head of Vermilion's secret hipster art police, Dr. Nogudnik.
I'm the voice of generations, beaming in through your ear saxophones with words your soul craves, but establishment can't stand.
I instantly like and trust this woman.
While he may be an idiot, Rex made a good point. When last we saw you, Vermilion, you were trying to throw us in crime prison in an alternate dimension from which we may never have escaped. Why the change of heart?
Oh, you know us creative types with our mood swings and our crushing sense of isolation. Sometimes we just have the silliest of ideas. Why, once I nearly killed the poor doctor here when I tried to spice up her diet with clumps of deadly poison nightshade. But no, I'm mostly in your artless little town because my younger brother Thaddeus is involved. It's every sister's duty to foil their siblings' evil plans.
Not that we don't appreciate the help. But, Vermilion, why aren't you just taking over the alternate dimension while he's gone?
Don't worry your little brain box about that, Rexy. Rest assured my turnip heads are spreading cultural enlightenment to those soda-guzzling Philistines in the soda national sector. We're tearing down their dreadful eyesore of a wall right now, aren't we, Doctor?
Correctamundo, Curator. Property is theft. We, the liberators, will tear down the symbols of oppression caging in the people and let loose the tides of freedom. Tyranny swept away by their righteous anger.
That's good. Probably. Though a spot of tyranny's okay now and then.
Sorry, this just came for you?
Thanks, Warren.
What is it, Jackie? News from the front? Stirring stories of skirmishes sweeping salty streets asunder?
No, it's just a public declaration from that dumb gnome Mayor Vorthox. Who's still using my letterhead, goddammit? Can he print out his own? Has he never heard of Kinko's?
Sorry to interject, but are you saying that you're not the mayor, Jackie? That this Vorthox fellow is?
He sure is. He's adorable, too. He's like this 4-foot nothing midget child, but with magic. Whiz! Whoosh!
Why on earth did you think I was the mayor?
Me? Well, you just exude a vaguely... mayoral vibe, Jackie. You're kind of in charge of all this biz, if you catch my drift.
I'm not sure I do. You're as vague and shifty as the Vermilion in our world. If you weren't being so friendly and non-homicidal, I'd swear you were her.
Your negative of thoughts to the curator scream, no, no, extremo, my hip and happy Groody. Make tracks with the Frown Town and all stations to Smilesville before you board the pain train. Dig?
Is that some sort of threat?
Oh, of course not. The Doctor just loves her public transport metaphors. She can barely contain herself sometimes.
Choo-choo, baby.
But, Jackie, what does our venerable wizard mayor have to say? It must be something of vital importance if you made an all-points bulletin of it.
It's really not. All it says is not to be worried because even though there's lots of bad guys in town, City Hall is basically a fortress, thanks to me, by the way. And he's curled up in bed in his pajamas watching Netflix until the danger's passed. Wow, what a courageous mayor we have, guys.
That's it? That's all it says?
Basically, yeah. I mean, apart from some nonsense about hot gerbil pasta and... oh, God... he wants to know if anyone can tell him the code to the parental lock so he can watch the latest Game of Thrones.
Ooh, saucy.
I just want to point out, citizens, that if I were mayor, I would be out there fighting for your rights and defending this town to my last breath. Or getting my doppelganger to do it for me, which is almost the same thing.
Your doppelganger, you say? Very interesting, right, Doctor?
Knowing's half the battle in this world war for enlightenment. Information's currency... and the bozos are flat broke.
Ugh. You're as pointlessly cryptic as our own Vermilion.
Did someone call?
What? Old Man MacCready, how did you sneak up on us?
I was cleverly disguised as one of the artless peons scurrying around this squalid cave. Being a master of stealth and finesse, I knew I would be able to surprise you. And now, it is time for my revenge!
And what is it going to be this time? Another failed spell, perhaps?
Maybe she'll bore us to death with tales of her janitorial exploits.
Excuse me, I rather appear to have missed something. Are you saying that this individual is also Vermilion? And who are you? I'll have you know that I'm trained in Snapu, the ancient Tibetan art of creative evisceration. Oh, yes. Well, so am I. I'm Grand Curator Vermilion Bandersnatch, and I demand to know what you are doing wearing my beautiful face!
Whoa! Want me to rough her up, Curator?
I'm going to butt in here to suggest that if you want to settle this properly, you should consider having an epic, drawn-out fight to the death. Our listeners keep begging us for one, but we just haven't had the opportunity. Remember, folks, we here at the Daily Spasm are always on the lookout for whatever depraved content you sickos demand.
No, I absolutely refuse to soil my hands on this harpy, jackal, philistine, sellout, mongrel!
As entertaining as this is, our town is literally under attack, and we have more important things to deal with than your identity crisis. Vermilions, thank you for joining us, but if you're not going to help us stop Thaddeus, then you can get the heck out of our cave. Both of you!
Harumph! I was just leaving anyway. I'm off to see the fake, I mean, real mayor. Come, Doctor.
Dial up that locomotion. This one's off the rails, snails.
Hey, wait for me. You two, I'll get you two later, and it will be great. Do you hear? Come back here, imposter.
Those two are made for each other. Art for art's sake, right, Jackie?
That doesn't mean anything, Rex.
Okay.
Listeners, we're going to cut to a message from our sponsors while we go over these reports that Warren's delivered to us on what's happening outside.
Wait, we have to do the thing.
Oh, fine. On this special installment of 3, 2, 1...
Spasming Hill! Under attack!
Under attack.
Wee-oo. This is an emergency in progress. You been on the streets lately? Spasming Hill's on the brink of crisis. Soon, the inevitable will happen and those dominoes will come tumbling down. You want to be protected when they do? Listen, you may have insurance. You probably think that just because some guy with a calculator thinks your house won't be devoured by rabid squirrels that the outcome is unlikely. But let me ask you this. Do his glasses let him see the future? We at Future Proof Insurance think his whole outfit is baloney. Our team of crack astrologers have decoded the entire works of Nostradamus. So do we know the future? Absolutely. Will we sell you some insurance? Only if we don't have to pay. You want flood insurance? Sure, no problem. Car insurance? Go ahead. Quake insurance? I don't think so. So when Saturn's in the 12th house and entropy's a real jerkwad, give us a call on 131-NO-SALE.
Future Proof Insurance. Gambling is for idiots.
She's so heroic, isn't she? Charging down that shadow executive all by herself?
Personally, I think it was mostly Charlie Gumbo's work. For an old codger, he really is good at karate.
And at least it's not all bad news. We may have lost the Fountain Plaza, but Kareem managed to reclaim Researchatorium Hill with the force of uptight citizens. I wonder if...
Hey, we're back.
Oh! Citizens, we rejoin you in the midst of uncertain times. The reports are in, and they're troubling.
Hardly good at all, Jackie. In fact, the news that we have here, folks, is about as grim as the cheerful animated adventures of Billy and Mandy. Certain national executives have succeeded in the legal annexation of huge swaths of our town, and our municipal water supply has been replaced with a sticky, nauseating stream of national stock soda. This attack's become a siege, Jackie. They intend to starve us out. Wait, is it starving if it's liquid? I don't know. Dehydrate us out? Thirst us out? I don't know.
Already, resistance is crumbling on every front as shadow executives continue to pour in through the portal.
Poor. Good one.
Evidently, Grand Cure-raving lunatic Vermilion Bandersnatch has failed to stem the tide with her beloved turnip heads on the far side of the undecided portal. I won't say all hope is lost, but I will say that hope, as a function, is asymptotically approaching zero.
Well, that sounds deliberately confusing.
Very. But now I want to change the subject and talk a bit more about the man of the hour.
Warren? No, wait, I know. It's me. No, wait, Old Man McCready. Oh, no. It's me.
For most of his life, Thaddeus Bandersnatch was going to be a lighthouse keeper. Rufus Bandersnatch, his father, was one, as was his father, the late Fermius Bandersnatch. Indeed, the Bandersnatches have always been lighthouse keepers, for so long that the lighthouse they keep, located next to the lonely road leading out of town, has not had a sea beside it since the late Cretaceous period when dinosaurs roamed the earth.
Where are you getting this from? You're just making it up? Can I try?
No, Rex. It's from the interrogation I conducted with Thaddeus back when he was my political prisoner. I had the record sent over from City Hall this morning before Vorthox put it in lockdown mode.
Oh. But isn't the Thaddeus in charge of Soda National the one from the other side of the portal?
Yeah, but they're probably, like, the same person, right? Besides, I'm a journalist, dude. I can fabricate things as long as they sound good.
Making things up is my favorite part of credible news reporting.
Yet something changed, listeners. About 5 years ago, something happened in the lighthouse. An event known even now as the Incident. Whatever it was affected Thaddeus in some fundamental way, leaving him radically altered from the person he used to be. And that's when the trouble began.
Editorializing my life without me, are you?
Thaddeus, you dare enter our domain? Guards, to arms! Sound the horn in the deeps! Today we
Thaddeus,
fight!
Thaddeus, you have the nerve to just waltz in here?
You're in our sights now, boyo! Oh, you're really done it this time. Fisticuffs at 30 paces. Queensbury's rules. How about you? On guard!
Quit your babbling, you imbeciles! Jacqueline, is this any way to greet an old friend?
Sabers are torn! Zockle beams in the moonlight!
Old friend? The only Thaddeus I'd call a friend is the one I whiled away many a long afternoon interrogating cruelly.
Indeed! And I here thought we were probably, like, the same person, right? Or am I misremembering?
Candy canes at Christmas! Oh, I'll give you such a hiding as you'll never forget, m'laddie! Valet, fetch my coach and four! We ride at once for Great Valhalla!
Rex, shut up.
Okay.
And you, Thaddeus, why would you even come down here? To gloat?
Well, that... And to explain myself on your silly little program. After all, what's the point in winning if nobody gets to know you're a genius? Especially one's older sister.
Ha! You think for even one solitary second we'd consider talking to you live on air in front of literally millions, no billions, no trillions of our loyal listeners who even now suffer at your minions' hands? Well, you've got another thing coming, Mr. Villainous, stupid head. We'd rather die than give you airtime. Right, Jackie?
Yeah, okay, sure. You can come on our program.
Ha! See? Wait, what?
Excellent! I knew we could all be reasonable adult humanoid life forms here. Now, where should I sit?
Oh, we've been using this damp, uncomfortable rock over here, Mr. Bandersnatch. Can I take your coat?
No, thank you, Warren. I do hope you're feeling better after being legally dead for a month.
Actually, I wasn't... no, look, never mind. I wasn't dead, was I?
Jackie, what the heck? Why would you agree to this? He's literally invading our town with evil corporate suits who I'm pretty sure are the walking undead.
Chill out, Rex. I want to try something here.
And you, Blunderbuss, how do you know Warren? Don't tell me there's a version of that super lame, pathetic guy in your dimension too.
No, nothing as sad as that. We've been receiving your broadcast through the undecided portal for months now. That's part of how I came up with this plan in the first place, really.
So Thaddeus, since you're basically the same person as your doppelganger in our world, you wouldn't mind going through a few things from the interrogation, would you? I have the transcript papers right here.
No, not at all. Please go ahead. I can always monologue later.
Wonderful. So the first bit I want to read you is from early in the proceedings. We asked you what had happened in the lighthouse, and you said, "She is coming. They are here. He will follow. We are near." What do you make of this?
It sounds like something from a second grade textbook.
Oh, correct. That was actually a grammar exercise from the 1978 elementary school text that I threw in there as a test. You passed. What you actually said was, "From mist we come, to mist we go, for we are not but mud."
He sounds very poetic for a man under interrogation.
Poetico Cruciaris.
Ah, he's a witch! Burn the witch! Jackie's doing magic!
No, Poetico Cruciaris. It's a rare condition where the patient lapses into verse under duress. I assume my doppelganger suffers from it, as do I.
Yeah, well, I knew that, so...
To answer your question, Jacqueline, I believe it to be nothing more than an abstract comment on human mortality. You know, flesh built of clay and such.
Sure. Now, later you were quoted as saying, "In the mists a vision stirs, walkers from another world, we embrace them one last time, and writhe, and writhe, and writhe, and writhe, and writhe."
Wait, let me guess. He's talking about snakes.
Oh, what a beautiful Mr. Motif I had going. Jacqueline, this one is obvious. Clearly I'm hinting at the hostile aliens invading the Earth. All the writhing is, as Rex so perceptively pointed out, the mecha snake androids brought to sow confusion ahead of the invasion proper.
Hmm. No. That doesn't quite seem right. Anyway, let's try one more, Thaddeus.
For $1 million?
Hey, this isn't a game show. This is serious journalism.
She's right. Our listeners expect at least a thin sheen of professionalism so they can trick themselves into thinking that the sound from our noise holes is worth believing.
My apologies. Please do go on. This is ever so much fun.
So right near the end of the interrogation, you were recorded saying, "And should you anger me, my revenge will be sickly sweet. Ah, oh my god, it hurts. Ah," and then there are a lot of backslashes, a few asterisks, and a bright red stamp of a smiley face. So answer me this one, Mr. Smarty McBanderpants. Is this, or is this not, your sickly sweet revenge?
Ooh, that's a tough one, Jacqueline. I think I'll phone a friend.
Dude, I told you this wasn't a game show.
No, really, I insist. Now!
Listeners, Soda National Shadow Executives are breaking into the cave. It's a shadow invasion.
Shadow invasion?
What the heck? Why would you bother taking over this cave?
Because you're here, my dear Jacqueline. Or should I say, Mayor Hyde?
Oh, brother, not this again. Look, man, I'm not the mayor anymore. That job got stolen by a magical gnome.
You mean our adorable wizard mayor who we all love so much and secretly keep photos of under our beds to enjoy when nobody's looking.
Huh?
Hmm? Nothing.
I think you'll find Vorthox isn't the mayor at all. Once I learned what had happened in my guise as a stranger, I pored through the underground containment complex's CCTV footage and discovered that it wasn't Vorthox who first seized the key to the city, but Bertha, one of the other members of the Righteous Fighting Occultists for True Justice. By law, her death threw the mayorship into contention, with it reverting to you until an election's been held.
What? So you mean, I'm the mayor after all? Score! Wait till the gnome hears about this. The look on his puny little face.
I wouldn't get too excited, my dear. After all, you're not going anywhere until you sign this town over to me.
Not so fast, little brother.
Vermilion, what are you doing here?
I've come to stop you. Unhand Mayor Hyde.
No, you're too late. I shan't let her go until she gives me the town.
I'm afraid that's no longer an option.
And what's that supposed to mean?
Your board of executives have betrayed you, brother. It turns out all they wanted was their previous jobs back. They'll halt the invasion and give back the town if they can have their old headquarters. All they need is the mayor's verbal consent. Jackie?
Huh? Oh, yeah. Yeah, do that thing. You know, the thing you just said. I'm the mayor. Yes. Vorthox will pay.
What? This is preposterous. A verbal contract is not legally binding.
I beg to differ, Daddy-O.
Dr. No Goodnick, in addition to her many other accomplishments, is also a certified lawyer. She's written up a neat little contract she assures me will do the job ever so nicely. You're so frightfully talented, Doctor. You amaze even me.
My pen is a sword that rips commerce asunder. Let the legalese flow like sweet manna from Skyland. Drip, 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 drop. Dig.
This overblown hippie is a lawyer? I refuse to believe it.
Refuse all you want. I'm the mayor of this town and I say scram, Baby Ruth.
Yeah, take the frown train to the smile station. And, Greta Garbo the Jack Daniels.
This won't stand you here. My lawyers will tear you apart.
Sure they will, buddy. Now get out of here.
And that brings us safely to the end of this special edition of... Guys.
Fine.
3, 2, 1. Spasming Hill.
Under attack.
Yeah. I'd like to thank our parent company, Burt's Bazaar Periodicals, for allowing us to do stupid things like these and pass them off as legitimate content. and the United Council, the fighting men, women, and the last action heroes named Verity, who kept our town strong in the face of adversity. Check out the League of Uptight Citizens website, complaintdepartment.com, for a long, excruciating list of every tiny, piddling thing that is wrong with their lives, your lives, this town, the country, kids these days, and open-air stereosonic music festivals.
Rex, I'm the mayor. I'm free to do what I want with impunity once more.
Not quite, Jackie. We have to hold an election first to make the bloodshed constitutional.
I'll win, of course. Orthox has the charisma of a wrung-out wet towel.
That's the spirit. I'd also like to thank my producer, Warren, even though he let me down today by not being as fabulously engaging as myself when inventing random, irrelevant sound bites. Jackie?
Oh yeah, stay tuned next for the pre-recorded audio tour of the recently discovered ruins of sunken Atlantis, where all you can hear are bubbles and silence and the faint thump of your heart in your eardrums.
Woo! We sure vanquished that evil guy and his silly plan for invading us. Take that, Thaddeus Bandersnatch, if it's even your real name. I learned that line from Rex. Speaking of, Tales from Spasming Hill is written and created by Sam Barron. Ace reporters and extra planar adventurers Rex and Jackie were voiced by Davey Reynolds and Sharon Alkind. The villainous stranger, aka Thaddeus Bandersnatch, was played by Chris Heaslip. His equally villainous but also not so evil this time sister was played by Ange Collins, who is also Trigger the Goat. How she does this with her voice is anybody's guess. The bodacious Dr. No Good Nick was played by Haley Dennison. So I'm pretty sure that email is being intercepted because nothing's come through on spasminghill@gmail.com. Station management claimed innocence, but they're 10,000-year-old mummies and I don't really trust them. I have a plan to track down the culprit who's been taking our correspondence, but, well, I'll let you know how it goes next time. Until then, I'm Warren, the producer. Hang loose. Yeah. Hang loose.